WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The measles outbreak in rural Texas has turned deadly.
Texas health officials on high alert. Some clinicians seen in hazmat suits. The state reporting the first measles death in the country in a decade. The patient, a school-aged child who was not vaccinated, dying in Lubbock County.
ABC's Maria Villarreal in Dallas. Elon Musk was front and center at President Trump's first cabinet meeting of his second term Wednesday. Musk defended the federal cuts being made by his Department of Government Efficiency, saying they're necessary to save the country. The Supreme Court Wednesday removed legal roadblocks for the Trump administration to eliminate more than 90% of the U.S. Agency for International Development's foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in worldwide U.S. assistance. The FBI saying that North Korea is responsible for the theft of $1.5 billion in virtual assets from the Bybit cryptocurrency exchange. This is ABC News. President Trump has given New York until next month to comply with its order to halt Manhattan's congestion pricing system, but state officials vow to continue the program. After 40 years on the run, police say they have a bombing suspect.
Skipping bail, on the run for decades, wanted for attempted murder after a bomb he allegedly planted injured his estranged wife in Wyoming in 1982. Stephen Campbell, 76. The FBI says he's been living in New Mexico under the name of a man who died in Arkansas in 1975. With a driver's license, U.S. passport, and social security card under the name of Walter Kaufman. The FBI says at a house, Campbell greeted them dressed in camouflage, armed with a scope rifle, and he and other guns were seized.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says three-time MVP Shohei Ohtani will make his first spring training appearance of the year on Friday night as the designated hitter. Ohtani didn't pitch last season while recovering from surgery to repair a ligament in his throwing elbow. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks fall short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks played well on defense, but missed shots on offense. They lost to the Rockets, 100-97. Head coach Doc Rivers.
This is one of those games that'll keep you up at night. It really was. And I thought we would have a big advantage from the three-point line, and it was a dead heat.
Men's college basketball, Wisconsin and Marquette, both with wins at home. The Badgers beat the Washington Huskies, 88-62. John Blackwell scored 24 points.
Started off with the defense, just like getting after. After it, listen to what coach said. Let my offense game do the work for itself. So, yeah, I think it was just a defensive end.
Marquette trounced Providence, 82-52. Baseball, Brewers with a 9-6 win over the Cleveland Guardians. At the NFL Scouting Combine, will defensive back Jair Alexander be back with the Pack?
Yeah, he's never said anything differently. And, I think he loves Green Bay. You know, again, we'll work through that as we go through the offseason and see where that leads.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark, deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Ed Harris and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, a west breeze in the overnight as temperatures drop to the lower 30s. On Thursday, partly sunny skies, lower 40s. There will be a slim chance of rain in the afternoon. Northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 37.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. You know, one of my favorite newsletters over on Substack is David Pepper's. It's called Pepperspectives. You can find it at David Pepper. It's spelled just like it sounds, very easy. DavidPepper.substack.com. It's free. And if you're not getting it, you're missing out. This is an extraordinary, extraordinary newsletter. David Pepper is the former chair of the Ohio Democratic Party. He's a lawyer. He's the author of multiple books, including Saving Democracy, A User's Manual for Every American, and Laboratories of Autocracy. He's an adjunct professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Law. And as mentioned, his Pepperspectives is available on Substack.com. David, welcome back to the program. I was just astonished by your article, I think it was yesterday or the day before, titled, They Are Strangling Scientific Research, the Backdoor National Institutes of Health Freeze. Tell us about this and why we should care.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my best right now to talk to people who are insiders to tell me the answer to the question you just asked. And I was as alarmed as you were, and that's why I tried to capture it. So we all know a court basically put a stay on these funding freezes. But the Trump administration is sort of backdooring the freeze, and they're doing it. There's a process that to review the thousands of grants that come in. There's a process that requires panels of people, of experts, to review proposals. And the law requires that those panel meetings be advertised or posted in the Federal Register. And what the Trump administration is doing is simply not posting the meetings, so they can't happen, so the proposals are not reviewed, and so the money won't go out. They're literally just ignoring the court order through this sort of wrench. And so you already see graphs of NIH money plummeting in the first months of 2025. So it's clearly lawless. Someone on the inside clearly knows what they're doing. But the longer term, and this is what I tried to capture beyond describing this really sneaky way they're stopping giving out grant money, the damage being done by, if they continue to just not give out NIH money, is devastating as a matter of both national and global health, as a matter of near-term individual cures that are in the pipeline but will get stopped. And as I try and emphasize, and this is sort of more the politician in me, try to figure out how you get people in Congress to care, these are devastating cuts to Ohio State, to Alabama, to Michigan. You name the red state, the major universities of every state in this country get hundreds of millions of dollars feeding to thousands of jobs. And if the NIH research is cut off, that's what's going to be lost. So, you know, Tommy Tuberville to, you know, Bernie Marino here, they may cheer for their state's college football team. But if they don't speak up for NIH funding, they are being part of the gutting of the universities in a key revenue source for them. So the damage of this is enormous, both short and long term. And I hope people start to really wake up and make some noise about it.
Joe Biden famously had his cancer moonshot, is what he referred to, which was funded through the National Institutes of Health, I believe, an attempt to find a cure for cancer in our lifetimes. There's, you know, lots of other really important research that's been funded by the National Institutes of Health, just a whole spectrum of it. We are the world's leader, literally the leader of the entire planet in terms of scientific, particularly pure science research. Yeah. And all of is it that all of that is on hold now, or just most of it? And why do you think this is the case? I mean, this goes beyond just Trump hating everything Biden did, like the cancer moonshot. Yeah. There's got to be an agenda behind this.
Well, a couple things. So if you can't have you have the indirect cost cut, which would gut universities. That's been stayed by a court. You have the overall freeze that's also been stayed by court. But if they do not allow these basically review meetings to happen from here forward, there's no money coming out. And it's you ask why. One, there's clearly a huge anti-science. Oh, but let's go back to this for a second. The U.S. doesn't just lead in a little bit in this category. This is one of our great global advantages. It's one of our great strengths is that we do biomedical research better than anybody. And one of the things that's happening is American researchers or other researchers in America are already looking to go to other countries to do the work there, which means we would be sacrificing this massive innovation advantage we have and shipping it off to, you know, England or Germany or somewhere else. That's a risk. But you ask about, I wrote another thing on this a few weeks ago. If you, you've read all this stuff because you've read everything. If you read the philosophy of J.D. Vance around the universities and colleges of this nation, he basically says, I want to destroy them until they are doing an advancement of our conservative agenda. Right. It's very similar to Orban and what he did to universities. So my fear is they know that NIH funding, just like they want to go after endowments, NIH funding is a big part of the strength of American universities, and cutting off that funding is a way for them to long-term shift universities away from what they think is some kind of liberal competitor and turn them into institutions that serve conservative interests, just like Orban did in Hungary. And if that means that jobs are lost or other things are lost in their attack on universities, for them, that's part of getting what their agenda, you know, what their agenda is done.
Orban actually drove a university out of Hungary altogether. I mean, it was pretty amazing. So let me get this straight, David. We're talking with David Pepper. Check out his newsletter over at davidpepper.substack.com. It's free and it's brilliant. So let me get this straight. Science is now a liberal plot? What am I missing? Or are you saying they're just trying to turn all the universities into Hillsborough College? David, you just froze. Oh, I think we lost David. Oh, there he is. Okay, he's back. All right, so let's... David, I don't know, did you hear my question?
No, I did. Ask that last one again. I heard
sure,
most of it.
Sure. So number one, is science now part of a liberal plot? And number two, or is this just about trying to turn all of our major universities into Hillsborough College, into you know, right-wing, turn out little right-wing robots machines?
I think it's the latter. It's using every leverage point they can, cut off funding, threat to tax endowments. I mean, J.D. Vance literally said this in his speech a couple years ago, and the speech was entitled, "The Universities Are the Enemy."
Wow.
And I think the goal here is to do it, is the second. It is to use every piece of leverage they can to do what Orban did and convert universities into places that simply advance conservative thought and cut them off of the knees until they do so. Wow. I mean, they basically say that in the wide open.
Yeah, yeah. So what can people do about this?
I mean, my attitude, and this is one reason I wrote this, I think the politics of this, if people figure it out, are terrible. you know, there are cures right around the corner that will be stopped by this. That's terrible politics, be it pancreatic cancer or children cancer or Alzheimer's. But also, the economic impact of cuts to NIH to the University of Cincinnati, which is a second downtown in the city I live in, or Ohio State, or the Cleveland Clinic, devastating. And people should be calling up their senators and House members, particularly the Republican ones who are saying nothing. And, you know, if a senator of Ohio scores points by saying how great Ohio State is, which they all do, we know that, or Tommy Tuberville, they should not sit there and watch the destruction of the universities that many of the states are in the top five most important institutions of the state, the identity, the culture, the jobs. So I think there's a lot of politics here to our benefit if we see the threat and we start calling our senators and congressmen and demanding they speak up for institutions that are core to their state's health.
The article is, they are strangling scientific research, the backdoor NIH freeze. It's over at davidpepper.substack.com, the Pepperspectives newsletter that you must subscribe to. As like I said, it's free. Check it out. David, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you.
Great to be with you. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
No, it's all good. And the door is always open here to you. Thank you. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a second. Stick around.
Yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
My opening rant today, it's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So we've cleaned up our diets, we've removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, and even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite products are their sleep products, their CBN sleep products. Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's shelf, grandma's medicine cabinet, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's CB Distillery and the promo code .com. And the promo code is Tom, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Funds for green endeavors frozen cold. 300 billion dreams on hold. Wind farms halted, progress stalled, the fossil fires once more enthralled. The war on science has begun. Truth dismissed and facts outrun. The steps we take, the choices made, will shape the future, forge the blade. On the 20th day of January's dawn, a leader returns
past the hour. And welcome back. Let's pick up some calls here. Lou in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Lou, what's up? Lou?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can just fine. You're on the air. What's on your mind today, Lou?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thank you for what you do. I just wanted to make a comment. I do not mean to be a pessimist, but taking away government assistance to people in need will probably create a situation which people will become desperate. Desperate people do desperate things, and unfortunately, street crime probably will increase from simple shoplifting to more serious crimes. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm afraid of.
And then that provides Trump with an excuse to go super authoritarian.
I don't know, Tom. I just wanted to say thank you for what you do. I myself, personally, I'm going to try to get more active in my community, and hopefully we can all overcome this.
Good on you, Lou. Good on you. It's really the only thing left for us is to step up, speak out, join the Democratic Party, and become part of the change that that party needs. And try to rescue this country from these neo-fascists who are trying to take it down. Lou, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Mary in Minneapolis. Hey, Mary, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Well, Tom, I had a rather unusual experience. I was my phone was completely in my possession. I have a diabetic monitor. It beeped, so I went over to look at it. And right next to my diabetic app is an app Truth Social. I didn't download it. I didn't do anything. I wasn't in an app store. And there it was.
Really?
And I wouldn't download it if I was on my deathbed.
Is this an Android phone or an iPhone?
No, it's an Apple phone. I called T-Mobile, which happens to be my provider. They're supposedly investigating, but it's been going on forever. I called my attorney general's office, Keith Ellison. I called the FTC. They took a report on it because I want to know if this is just happening to people. Wow. Is he able to just download his app onto people's phones?
Shouldn't be able to. And Apple phones have incredible security. I mean, if you've got an Android phone, you're always at risk. But there's really no way to secure them. But the Apple phones are damn secure devices.
I know. And I went to the Apple store and they had not seen any. I'm trying to find out if this is happening to anyone else.
Yeah.
And, it's so far I haven't heard of it happening to anyone. I did look at Blue Sky. I was going to download Blue Sky. But I didn't do it because there were so many options and I didn't want certain ones. And that was a couple days before this appeared. But that's the only thing that would be relative to.
I have no answer for you, Mary. I'm sorry. But if you find out what's going on, would you call back and let us know?
I certainly will. I'm a longtime listener back to the days of Al Franken and Ed Schultz, Rachel, Lunch with Bernie.
That's 15 years ago.
I love all that you do. And keep it up, and we'll try to become more active as we can.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Gray hairs. Yep.
There you go. Appreciate the call. Rob in Birmingham, Alabama. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How are you, man? So my question really, I'm coming from the other side of your typical caller, as we talked about, but what is the issue that Democrats and those on the left have with reducing jobs where people aren't productive?
Because if people aren't productive, then yeah, go for it.
Okay, well, good.
But to the best of my knowledge, nobody is actually measuring people's productivity. They're just cutting, 10% here, 12% there, 3% there. That doesn't seem to make any sense. That's like cutting your leg off to lose weight.
But you understand that in the private sector, which I believe statistically that's the majority of the country versus government employees, you have to be productive on a consistent basis. It's not just a one-time thing.
No,
correct?
I get that. And I think by and large that's true in the government sector as well, although, nobody's disputing that there are some people just goofing off out there. But that doesn't seem to be the criteria, Rob. I think that's why everybody's so upset. It's the best answer I've got for you, Rob. I'm sorry, and I'm out of time. Had I caught that you were Rob, our Republican caller, I would have tried to get you a little more time. Rob, I'm sorry, I'm out of time here.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The measles outbreak in rural Texas has turned deadly.
Texas health officials on high alert. Some clinicians seen in hazmat suits. The state reporting the first measles death in the country in a decade. The patient, a school-aged child who was not vaccinated, dying in Lubbock County.
ABC's Maria Villarreal in Dallas. Elon Musk was front and center at President Trump's first cabinet meeting of his second term Wednesday. Musk defended the federal cuts being made by his Department of Government Efficiency, saying they're necessary to save the country. The Supreme Court Wednesday removed legal roadblocks for the Trump administration to eliminate more than 90% of the U.S. Agency for International Development's foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in worldwide U.S. assistance. The FBI saying that North Korea is responsible for the theft of $1.5 billion in virtual assets from the Bybit cryptocurrency exchange. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks fall short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks played well on defense, but missed shots on offense. They lost to the Rockets, 100-97. Head coach Doc Rivers.
This is one of those games that'll keep you up at night. It really was. And I thought we would have a big advantage from the three-point line, and it was a dead heat.
Men's college basketball, Wisconsin and Marquette, both with wins at home. The Badgers beat the Washington Huskies, 88-62. John Blackwell scored 24 points.
Started off with the defense, just like getting after. Listen to what coach said. Let my offense game do the work for itself. So, yeah, I think it was just a defensive end.
Marquette trounced Providence, 82-52. Baseball, Brewers with a 9-6 win over the Cleveland Guardians. At the NFL Scouting Combine, will defensive back Jair Alexander be back with the Pack?
Yeah, he's never said anything differently. And, he loves Green Bay. You know, again, we'll work through that as we go through the offseason and see where that leads.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, a west breeze in the overnight as temperatures drop to the lower 30s. On Thursday, partly sunny skies, lower 40s. There will be a slim chance of rain in the afternoon. Northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 37.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got a couple of people on the line here. Let's go to Mark, who's been holding on here for quite a while. Good morning, Mark. What do you got for us this morning?
I got to put my FCC filter on right here. There's a President's Day sale on every day in the White House because Donald Trump has always been for sale.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at a very nuanced topic, Joann Fabrics closing. Doesn't affect you. Also, what's worse? Food Edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
With every word they cast their spell, a spiral down, a path to hell.
This is Trump's monster playbook, written in deceit. Takes the throne and we're left alone.
Welcome back. 35 and a half minutes past the hour. And what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Rich in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, Dr. Tom, how you doing?
I am fine, but I am great, but I'll get better, Rich. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I'm calling to disagree with you vehemently. I hear your little discussion or whatever that you run in your clip about term limits, and I totally disagree with that. And my argument would be, do you want 10 more years of Marjorie Taylor Greene? Do you want 10 more years of Tommy Tuberville? Do you want 10 more years of the guy out of Louisiana that says omelets are better than sex? Because that's what you're going to get.
If their constituents elect them, yeah, I do, Rich. We've had, I believe, 8 states now that have instituted term limits, pretty rigorous term limits, within their legislatures. And what we've found in those states is that those term limits have massively increased the power of the people who don't have term limits, who are always there, which is the lobbyists, the permanent lobbying infrastructure. And most of these lobbyists stick around for 20, 30, 40 years. Now, many of them are former legislators, but they stick around for a long, long time. And they end up, when you have term limits, they end up becoming the institutional infrastructure of those bodies. And I'm not a fan of adding more power to the lobbyist class.
Well, yeah, but I think they already have power, and so do the billionaires. You saw when Trump had all the big billionaires up front during, I guess, what was the inauguration. And, I just don't think we're going to get out of this mess. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene claimed that there were Jewish space lasers starting the fires in the West.
Rich, well, there's a reason why the Koch brothers were big fans of term limits. There's a reason why the Republicans push for term limits. And that reason is what I just said. It increases the power of individual lobbyists. It also makes it harder for average people to go to Washington, D.C. and get a job. I mean, if you've got a decent job, or even if you don't have a decent job, and you run for Congress and you get a job as a congressperson, if you can do a good job, you can have, you know, a decent salary, $100,000+ a year. You can have a decent salary for as long as you continue doing a good job. If you know that after 4 years or 6 years you're going to be term limited, you dramatically cut the pool of people who might be willing to consider giving up a private sector job in order to go into public service, which is the second big reason against term limits.
Yes, but the founding fathers thought that's what people would do, public service. They never thought people would be career politicians and walk out of
government. No, they absolutely did think people would do that. Many of them were. I mean, John Adams' son, John Quincy Adams, started in the U.S. House of Representatives, went on to become president, and then after he left the White House, went back to the U.S. House of Representatives until his old age. No, they absolutely thought that people who were doing good public service should be there as long as they want to be. And, you know, and again, we do have term limits in every elected position. It's called an election.
There's only a limited number of seats that I've been told. Now, I may be wrong. You would know better than me that are actually even competitive due to gerrymandering.
That's correct, and that's an argument against gerrymandering. It's not an argument for term limits. Term limits just means that, you know, particularly if use it because of term limits, you're basically knocking out most middle class people. Then the only people who can actually run for public office are the people who can afford to take a 6-year break or a 4-year break or an 8-year break out of, you know, having a real job. And that's the wealthy people. So with term limits, you end up with a richer and more entitled class of so-called public servants, of politicians, number one. And like I said before, number two, what you do is you massively empower the lobbyists. And like I'll just repeat it again, this is why the Heritage Foundation is a big fan of term limits and why every progressive think tank is not. I don't want Bernie Sanders kicked out of the United States Senate. He's been a politician and he's been in public service for most of his life. God bless him. You know, I for every AOC, there's a Bernie Sanders out there someplace. It should be up to the voters, not up to, some arbitrary, you only get to serve X years. It just doesn't make sense to me. Rich, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. It's a good debate, good discussion. I appreciate it. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Thanks, Tom. Great point about term limits. I actually use your example when people discuss it with me. Long-time listener, back to IE America Radio Days also.
Oh, thank you.
And no problem. You're great. The reason why I'm calling primarily is to answer Rob from a few calls ago, talking about the people who work in the government and productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd like to probably have a discussion with him and ask him, do you think government should be run like a business? Because most of these guys think that. And I think that's great. I think every Democrat would go, then let's shake hands. If you promise you mean that, shake hands with me on it. And let me take over the government. Because I've been from Fortune 200 companies down to a company that's been sold off in bankruptcy. I will tell you what, pal, Rob, and I shouldn't say pal to him. I mean, that's disrespectful. Rob, here's what would happen. If you took that bet with us, I would immediately shut down North and South Dakota because they're redundant. A corporation does not need two of those. A corporation would then go into states like Mississippi, Alabama, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kentucky, taker states, as we usually call them, and go, you guys do not make any money. We end up having to cover your costs because your tax base is too small to cover your operating costs. And corporations, they shut those divisions down and sell them off or get rid of them or liquidate them. So if you're willing to lose all your senators, yes, or consolidate, bingo. I don't need Kentucky and Tennessee. They're the same state pretty much, guys. Pretty much the same state. I can get them into one state. That's the point I want to make is I'm trying to be respectful to them and say that's how businesses operate. So when these people have this fantasy of, well, corporations, they're productive. No. Yes, you're right. They're efficient. Their goal is to make money for their investor. And if you are not making money, like I'm at lunch right now, that's the reason I'm calling you because I'm being productive all day here. But if I'm not, they'll get rid of me if I'm not working for it because I'm a taker. They look at me as a taker. Actually, I'm in a cost center. If you're not in sales generating money for your company, you're pretty much a taker.
Yeah.
Anytime you work in billing or support of any nature or on pricing or pricing analyst or you're doing the cost analysis on work, you are not technically a productive member of that company. You might help them not lose money, but you're not making money for that company. The sales rep is. So all these guys who think this stuff, I'd love to have this discussion with them. Because, and a lot of them are in business, but they never think this stuff through because they're like, you know what? There's a lot of states. And we have this discussion in Illinois when they say, well, we don't need Chicago. We need to separate from Chicago. Chicago pays somewhere around 30 to 40% of all the state's bills combined. The collar counties around Chicago pay the next 30%. So the rest of the state is only kicking in 30%. That's a lot of soybean and corn subsidies. That's a lot of times tornadoes hit downstate. We pay the bill up here.
Yeah, the red counties are taker counties generally. The blue counties are maker counties.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's nothing against it. I got family all over the state. I got people from small areas. I harbor no ill will towards them because, we're all part of this together, man.
Yeah.
And we have to figure these solutions out together. That's the point I wanted to make to Rob is be careful what you wish for because people are learning it right now.
Yeah. Well, your points were excellent, Ed, and a great crash course in basic civics 101. Thank you so much. That was I couldn't have said it better. Brilliant.
Thanks,
Ed,
Tom.
Ed, thank you. Rick in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, thanks for listening on Sirius XM. What's up?
Yeah, when Trump said domestic enemies, you know, is he trying to do an end around a comitatus rule that you can't use the military against the people?
I believe so.
And another thing, too, you know, you see in all the other countries where the military labeled the person who stole an election or just refused, you know. And like I say, our military swore an oath, too. What's his name? Didn't swear an oath. He didn't have a hand in the Bible. But every one of our military people swore an oath to protect us of foreign and domestic enemies. Okay. Don't let him call us, any of us, domestic enemies. I think him and Elon Musk are, they kind of fit the bill.
I get it.
I'm just saying.
I get
saying.
It. I'm not sure saying. I would call them domestic enemies. I think that's, although... Trump bowing to Putin is very problematic, but I do think that they are not working in the best interest of this country, and you know, you have to wonder exactly why and where it's going to lead. Rick, thanks so much for the call. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
In the quiet of an office, a plan was drawn. Words on paper. And soon freedom was gone. A blueprint for power, controlled by the few. A nation's voice silenced, a sinister coup. They took the airwaves, the courts, the rules. Turning democracy into a game for fools. The memo that hijacked democracy.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Phil in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Phil, what's up?
Tom, I want to ask you if you think that Trump could be bailing Russia out, that Russia may not be in as a strong a bargaining position as they pretend to be because their military has been depleted over 3 years and the sanctions have got to be working. So I'm wondering if Russia could really be on the ropes.
They are.
With all this.
They absolutely are. They're in a huge crisis. They've got massive inflation. They've got large unemployment. Their economy is on a wartime footing, which is unsustainable over the long term. Putin is, he's dealing with hundreds of thousands of casualties. And you're correct. The Russian military has been depleted. I mean, they're having to turn. They don't have enough tanks anymore. I mean, they're having to turn to horses and camels in some cases. They imported North Korean soldiers. They got slaughtered. The Ukrainians have actually taken Russian territory. Russia is in a true crisis right now, and Donald Trump is trying to throw them a lifeline. That's what's going on. And you identified it perfectly, Phil. That's what's going on. That's what this is all about. Putin is asking Trump for help, and Trump is offering it.
Thank you. That's what I suspected all along, Tom.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
And it's the same.
Thank you, Phil.
We could eliminate an enemy forever.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Dan in Lafayette, New York. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
I called the other day to ask the congressman this question, and maybe you can answer it for me. First, I'd like to make a comment, if I could. As a former U.S. Postal Service employee, 37 years, and an APW rep for a number of years, I'm concerned about what Mr. Trump thinks he can do. And I think you probably know that the Postal Board of Governors was created by law, right?
Yeah.
So he wants to dissolve the Postal Board of Governors and put it under the Commerce Department. First of all, do you think that that's something legally he can do? Because my understanding is that it was created by law, and he can't just do that. And if he does, what do you think is going to happen to the Postal Service employees and retirees like me? I mean, when you callers like Rob talk about efficiency, when I started working at the post office in 87, there was almost 850,000 employees. When I left 2 years ago, it was down to almost 500,000, which just sounds like a lot, but that's 300,000, over 300,000 positions that were lost. So right. What do you think is going to happen?
I think that there's a couple of levels of agenda here on the part of the Trump administration and the GOP with regard to the post office. The first is that they want to get rid of the unions. These guys hate unions. Union density, by the way, in the United States has fallen again as a result of the Trump administration. Now the Labor Department is completely hobbled. So if you try to start a union and your employer fires you, you have no place to go. You have no place to turn to right now. They want to make it even worse. They, you know, the Postal Workers Union is the largest single union in the United States. I believe the Teachers Union might be competing with them, but they want to go after these people. Your folks, Dan. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, Donald Trump wants to end mail-in voting. And so if the Postal Service was to start saying, you know, we just can't deliver ballots, or we won't deliver ballots, or we won't guarantee ballots are delivered on time, or, you know, something like that. Something that Louis DeJoy really started in 2020 when he kneecapped, you know, when he destroyed over 100 multi-million dollar sorting machines to slow down the mail. Nonetheless, you know,
exactly.
the mail got
exactly.
delivered. And then number three, you've got billionaires and big corporations who own shipping companies, you know, FedEx, UPS, et cetera, and there's actually dozens of them out there. Louis DeJoy owns one of them, who would love to pick up pieces of the post office, you know, whether they regionalized it state by state, you know, break it up that way, or whether they keep it as a national corporation and sell it off to one of the big three, is something that will be decided. But they're looking at the possibility that these big shipping companies can be given, and already are, by the way, giving Republicans massive campaign contributions, which we used to call bribes, before the Supreme Court legalized bribery. And so they're figuring, you know, hey, if we can, I mean, this is hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue every
right.
year. And the Postal Service has
right.
been setting aside $5 billion a year for a couple of decades. There's this huge wad
right.
of money that's sitting in this trust fund or in this escrow account or whatever it is that's been just sitting there earning interest. Meanwhile, Trump goes out and lies right through his teeth saying, oh, Post Office is losing money. They're just about broke. No,
right.
they're not. There's a huge
right.
pile of money,
can
and whoever.
Can I make one more?
Dan, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I'll give you 10 seconds.
Thank you. Okay, I worked directly on those machines that you're talking about. I was an ET at the end of my career, and what they made us do during that voting year in 2016 was anything but efficient. Thank you.
I got it. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for being with us. Get out there, get active, tag You're It. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and stay safe. We'll catch up with you on the other side.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-7.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Seth Taft will join us. He's from the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks.
And we'll be talking to Busted Pencils' Dr. Tim Slecker. What he thinks about the end of public education.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Elon Musk taking center stage as President Trump held the first cabinet meeting of his second term Wednesday. Musk talked about Doge and defended its controversial moves. ABC News chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce was inside the meeting.
Trump making it clear Musk is the MVP, calling on him first.
So I'm going to ask if it's possible to have Elon get up first and talk about Doge.
As cabinet secretaries looked on, Musk standing to address the cameras.
The overall goal here with the Doge team is to help address the enormous deficit.
Sources tell us Musk has ruffled feathers within the cabinet.
The Trump administration Wednesday directing all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. A step toward climate.